Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, alongside two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, the running back, and of course Hall of Fame safety Leroy Butler. Try to get him into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, hopefully next year. Dan Plucker, our executive producer here as well, coming up at 4 o'clock. Even though it's not a Friday, we're still going to do a top five because we have so many different top five ideas. And curious to know from you guys as well, top five stadiums. What are like the best five stadiums you've ever been to in your life? We all have ours. We'll share them coming up at 4 o'clock. But joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, you can check out all of his work at The Athletic, covering the Green Bay Packers. He is Matt Schneidman. Matt, you know why you're on the show. Thanks for coming on just short notice. But this was all in regards to a piece that you had in The Athletic, a Q&A, where you explain why you think Tim Boyle should be the backup quarterback to Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. Why do you think that?
So, first I'll say I think the Packers are going to keep three quarterbacks this year. Obviously, last year they kept two, cutting DeShone Kizer before cutdown day. I think with the coronavirus and the chance, you know, a quarterback or two catches it, God forbid, you got to keep more players at the most important position on the field. I also think Boyle, listen, and you guys may disagree, Gary and Leroy.
Yeah.
You don't have to rush Jordan Love yet. You know, Aaron Rodgers isn't going anywhere right now. Sure, it would be helpful to get him, reps with the number twos, but you don't have to rush his development. Goody and LaFleur have said, listen, there's no rush. Aaron isn't going anywhere soon. So I think your QB2, your backup, should be a guy that knows this system already, has taken reps in games and in practice. And don't forget, Jordan Love has not taken a single on-field rep with the Packers yet. And who knows, you know, how extensive those quarterback reps will be this preseason, if it's just practices. So obviously in 2 years or so, I don't think Tim Boyle will be on the team anymore, and Jordan Love might be the starter. But I think right now it's safer to go with a guy who already knows this offense inside and out rather than a guy who hasn't taken a snap yet.
Well, no, you're exactly right. We both agree with you, and this is Gary talking, by the way. We had Gary Anderson on our show right when, you know, he's a head coach and was a head coach here at Wisconsin for a while. And he talked about that the kid is very raw and that he is still actually learning the game. They should take three quarterbacks, keep three quarterbacks. I really don't need to see the guy for another couple of years. Boyle should be the backup going in. He should be the number two guy. And barring any injury, he should just try to learn for the next couple of years as far as I'm concerned. So I'm on board with that wholeheartedly.
Leroy, go ahead. We're talking with Matt Schneidman here of The Athletic.
Oh, you didn't have a question here? You disagree?
Yeah, I agree with him. Is Matt still there?
Yeah. I was just waiting for Leroy to chime in. I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Yeah, you're spot on, because I said one of the biggest things, I know people wanted to hear that he was going to be the backup, and that Aaron obviously was surprised, Matt. But the thing about me, I think the wild card in this was Tim Boyle. I mean, I've been wanting him to be the backup since, you know, they've always brought in the Vince Youngs and all these guys, the Seneca Wallaces. Now they concentrate, we have a backup, now they have a guy for the future. But I wanted to home in on something I also said. I want to get your take on this. As long as Tim Boyle is in that meeting room, there's no pressure on Aaron Rodgers. If the Detroit Lions pick up the phone or some team picked up the phone and say, I want to trade for Tim Boyle and remove him, now the pressure is to be Jordan Love to be the backup, because it's just him and Aaron Rodgers in the room. Now if Aaron Rodgers goes down, then he will have to play, right?
Right. I think and you guys obviously know this. The job of a backup quarterback is to be ready to step into a game and win a game at all times.
Absolutely.
There's no rush to have Jordan Love do that yet. The motive this year for the Packers and Matt LaFleur and the coaching staff with Jordan Love should be to learn an NFL playbook, not to win games for the Packers. That's not coming until 2022, 2023, maybe even. Mm-hmm. So don't put that pressure on Jordan Love to be that number two guy and say, ooh, I really need to cram everything in here, not just the off-the-field stuff, but I need to play on the field to give these guys confidence that I can step in and win a game. He's 21 years old. Let the kid learn a freaking playbook, and don't put the pressure on him to make him think that he could have to step in and win at any time. Tim Boyle's already been through that. Tim Boyle's had two seasons, all of last season, too, where he has that responsibility, and he knows he has that responsibility. So he's no stranger to that. So why force things this year?
Tell me what you think about when you saw these headlines, or if you didn't see it. We saw even Brett Favre mentioned it. Maybe putting him in and putting him at running back like Taysom Hill, or putting him at wide receiver or tight end and try to do these gimmick-type plays with him to play. What did you think when you saw that, or if you even saw that?
I did, yeah. I think it's silly. I mean,
yes,
exactly.
They can. It's absolutely asinine if the Packers do that. The Saints didn't draft Taysom Hill 26th overall to be their future franchise quarterback. He was an undrafted free agent, and the Packers cut him, and he just so happened to show he had some quarterbacking skills. Listen, I don't think Taysom Hill is ever going to start a game for the Saints at quarterback. Jameis Winston is their backup. Taysom Hill's their third stringer. He plays gunner on punt team, running back, wide receiver, tight end. Do you know how? Rhetorical question, because I know you know this.
Yeah.
If you put Jordan Love at any one of those positions, and God forbid he gets injured, then Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur should lose their jobs immediately, because you just spent a first-round pick trading up to get Jordan Love to be the future of your franchise one day, and now you're going to throw him out there for a gadget play a season after you never really ran any gadget plays. That would just be foolish.
Yeah,
I would agree.
I completely agree as well. We're talking with Matt Schneidman of The Athletic. Now, I agree with everyone that Tim Boyle, as of right now, should be the backup quarterback behind Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm, but here's a scenario.
Here we go.
Where, let's say Rodgers goes down and he's out for a long period of time. Yes, Tim Boyle should go in, and he should be playing in these games, and the Packers should be doing everything they can to try to win football games and stay in the season. But let's just say things get out of reach, and there's still five games left in the season, and Tim Boyle is showing you nothing. Could you then make the argument and say that maybe you should give Jordan Love some reps? Not saying that Jordan Love, you got to take the training wheels off of him and just let him figure it out, but I think giving him reps when the season's out of reach, to me, I don't think that's a bad idea at all. Do you agree?
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea, but obviously that's a hypothetical. I don't think the Packers this year, especially with an extra team making the playoffs, will be in a scenario where the season is out of reach and they'll need to play Jordan Love.
You would think.
You would think, and that's just my educated guess here.
Sure.
You know, let's say they're 4-11, and you want to start. I'll stop myself right there. I still think they start Rodgers. you look 2 years ago against Detroit in the final game of the season when they lost 31-0. Maybe they. I don't think they made up an injury for Aaron, but obviously Deshaun started that game and it went terribly. But that was because of an injury. If Aaron Rodgers is healthy, he should start games for you because at that point, if Aaron's healthy and you start a backup, you're giving the message to fans that you're not trying to win. And I think that's just the wrong message to give. And listen, the Packers aren't going to be in any position to tank this year. If they're playing for the first overall pick, then maybe they start Jordan Love instead of Aaron Rodgers in the last game. But I think you can't give the message that you're not trying your best to win if Aaron's healthy.
Well, I just think if they are in a situation like that, we're talking hypotheticals. If the Packers are in a situation where they could get the number one overall pick, then I'm not playing Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, the 49ers, what helped them was they were able to get the number one overall pick because they tanked and they got Nick Bosa out of it. I'm just saying that.
We don't tank in the NFL. You're a baseball guy. We don't do that. Okay, NFL.
If the Packers are in a situation late in the season where they're still in contention for the number one overall pick, I will pay mortgage, rent, whatever you guys pay for the entire 2021. There's just no way that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it will, but you never know. The NFL is goofy. Weird things happen. We shall see.
You're goofy, Joe, for bringing up these scenarios.
I will admit that. I'll keep it 100. Matt Schneidman from The Athletic.
Matt.
You can check out all his fine work there. Thank you so much for jumping on short notice.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. Matt,
we appreciate it. Good stuff.
We certainly appreciate it. Matt Schneidman joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. We love hypotheticals and sports talk radio. It can lead to some good conversations and some good debates. Some really good stuff there for Matt. And thanks again for him jumping on. Dan texted him an hour ago, and he jumped on, and we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. All right, other side, we will do a top five. We got a couple of top fives. We're going to do a top five today. We'll do another top five tomorrow for a top five Friday. But I'm curious to see, with Gary and Leroy, what are their top five favorite stadiums they've ever been in to see a game?
All right.
It's going to be fun, and we want to hear from you guys at 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show continues on a short break. We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.